Movie making often requires a kind of athletic ability and artistry that makes stunt work look realistic and spectacular. So far, stuntmen and women have been the silent heroes of motion pictures, content to let actors enjoy the close-ups, or reconciled to it anyway. But next week, four stunt organizations will formally petition the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences for a new Oscar category, Best Stunt Coordinator. Lauren James is a co-founder of that esteemed and well-insured group, the Stuntmen's Association of Motion Pictures and Television. He's also one of the industry's best-known stuntmen. Mr. James joins us now from his home in the San Fernando Valley. Thanks so much for being with us.
Glad to be here.
Stuntmen, stunt people, stunt persons, do we say these days, have been lobbying for this for over 10 years?
Yeah, it's been even over 10 years, yeah. What happens is that the actors always say they do their own stunts, and they don't like somebody say they doubled him. And then the studios say, oh, yeah, they do their own stunts, and they do all of this, so they don't want any mention of the stuntman. And in the whole history of the business, the biggest films that make the biggest money have all the stunts in them, and yet the stuntmen have never been recognized.
Well, you've convinced me just with that first sentence. What's your idea as to how to recognize them?
How to do it?
Yeah.
Well, they've come up with several things, like who's going to have the best high fall and the best this and the best that. But there's so many things, and you can't tell one from the other. I mean, I've done a 100-foot fall in an airbag, and then I've done 3-foot fall on my flat on my face on concrete, and that was harder than the 100-foot fall. So they can't say which stunt is better or this or that, because every stunt is different and everything is different, so you can't do it that way. And I figure the best way to do it, and I have, in fact, right soon as this Oscar is over, I have a meeting with the head man of the whole thing, and I'm going to go in by myself, and I'm going to explain this whole thing to him and see what he says. So my idea is this. What they do is each year they pick one stuntman and one stuntwoman that have been in 30 years or more and are still acting or have retired, and give them a Lifetime Achievement Award. Now, what they do is they come up and they say, we're giving a Lifetime Achievement Award to this stuntman and this stuntwoman or whatever they do it. They can show about 5 or 10 minutes or 4 minutes or something of different stunts that they've done through the years, just stunts riding one right after the other, bam, bam, don't say what they're from, who they're doubling, anything, just bam, 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 and then they can say, this guy's been in for this many years, he's worked on this, he's bam, 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 bam. And we want to recognize the stuntman or what he would, and they give him a Lifetime Achievement Award. Mm. Now, he doesn't say who he doubles. He doesn't say who he doubles anybody. Everything is right there.
I wonder, Mr. James, are there Lauren, who would you give an Oscar to? We're going to reserve the first one for you.
Well, I would say Tap Canutt, who is a great stuntman, and Joe Canutt. Hal Needham was one. Ronnie Rondell was one. There's a million of them, and they could do a stuntman and a woman each year, and there's a lot of women that are just terrific stuntmen, and they do great stunts.
Lauren, have you been to the Oscars?
Yeah.
And do you ever sit there thinking, this is all very good, but they're leaving
out? Every time I see it, because they have one the night before that tell about everybody that does everything, the makeup and all of this.
Oh, yeah, and they show just a little clip on it, right?
Yeah, and they show what they do, and they do all of that. The only person...
And did David Brenner and Kirstie Alley host that or something?
Right.
Yeah.
The only time in everything, in the whole Oscar, the person never, ever, ever, ever mentioned is the stuntman. And I've known all of these guys all these years and worked with a lot of them and so forth, and they're greatest stuntmen, they're the greatest actors in the world. A lot of them are even great actors. And yet they've never, ever said anything about the stunt person.
Good luck on your quest.
Okay, thank you.
Lauren James, co-founder of the Stuntmen's Association of America and recipient of the Golden Boot Award for Lifetime Achievement in Westerns.